was an amazing experience. And my perspective is just a little bit different from hers, and it's amazing how God meets us where we are in life. And just leading up to it, you know, it was kind of last minute for me when Nicole stepped up and said that she would watch the kids. So the whole time leading up to the conference just felt like chaos. You're packing, you're getting the kids organized, you're getting everything, you know, in place for while you're away. And then there comes the selfishness of travel, right? The chaos, the constant movement, the jostling of people. Everybody wants the best seat, you know, and just that chaos. And then you arrive in this new place and just the wonder and awe. You know, you're in a new place. God's provided the finances for you to get there. And then you just, it's just amazing how you start to just assimilate. You start to meet the people and you get a heart for them. You know, just... I'm still processing because I found the whole experience just very, very powerful. And you need, you literally arrive there, hit the ground running, and then you are busy the entire time. You get home, you hit the ground running, and there's no processing time. So I've really struggled just to put everything into perspective in my own mind and just to organize my thoughts. So, but for me, it was a really powerful experience. I think it's probably because we've been in the field, and I really identified with all the missionaries that came. I could just feel their hearts for their nations, and I really felt that their Christianity was Christianity in its purest form. They are, there's no other way to describe it, but they have such a strong identity in Christ that they see very little of themselves in all of Christ. And it's only by that that they're able to look at each other as friends and not as enemies. And when I was thinking about it, you know, just looking, because there were parents there, there were a few young kids, and then there was a whole generation of youth that had come up and that were, I guess they had grown up in the wars, you know, and listened to what their parents had explained. And instead of the hatred, there was just this reconciliation, and it was just so, so powerful to watch. And I just felt, at times, I was like, what do I have to offer, just like Sharon? And then the Lord really just impressed on me, you're here to encourage, you're here to pray for them. I can just imagine, you know, as soon as you start praying, the spiritual warfare is so great, and it's exhausting. And for those missionaries there, the day in and day out are having the spiritual warfare just to be there to encourage them. You know, just to spend an afternoon with Lily, Brian's wife. You know, go to the market with her as she gets vegetables, help her cook a meal. Just as she can vent and just express, you know, she's been there for 17 years. And it's just, my journey is similar, and I could just identify with that. And just how good God is, how God brings the friends that you need when you're in a foreign place. And, we sat and knitted, and she just vented, and she just spoke. And just, for me, that was powerful, and, you know, I think, well, it's just knitting, but for her, we really connected, and we have a friendship where we've only met once in person, but when I went back, it was like we connected, and it's one of those friendships that no matter what, you connect where you left off, and God just blesses your time together. But just her sharing, you know, as we walked to the market, this is where my kids went to ballet. This is what I did. This is, you know, and just experiencing just life, her life, as it is in a foreign country, and the adjustments that she's had to make. And then there were just so many things in the conference. You know, we started off and they identified there were 27 different nations, but then there was South Korea, and then there was somebody from India, so it was 29 nations. And when they put the worship songs, you know, up on the screen, and everybody knew them in their own language. So it had English and whatever the worship team was, because there was an Albanian worship team, there was an Serbian worship team. Just every nation had a worship team there. And just the whole, everybody singing in their own language, I got goosebumps. And I was like, this is just a little foretaste of what heaven is going to be like. You know, and just... no barriers, everybody is, there's no enemies. And it just brought to mind, too, how complacent we've become in America. You know, everything is about me and selfishness. And then you get there and you have to turn and you just realize how selfish we really are. But yeah, we did, most of the nights we finished around midnight, 11 to midnight. There was a prayer room there at the conference so that there was backing, prayer backing throughout. So it started the day before the conference started and went up until the end of the conference. So we took a couple of the sets and were praying for the nations. So some nights we were there from 9 to 11. The conference ended at 9 and then we stayed till 11 as part of the prayer sets. And the start of the Congress, you know, as Sharon said, they had one representative from each of the 29 nations, or 27 at that time, in the front, and each one had to say, "We are united in Jesus Christ," in their own language. You know, and Athel said it in Afrikaans, and it just went around, and it was just phenomenal. Just, we are, that's exactly right. We are united in Jesus Christ, and there's that uncommon unity that comes from being a Christian. And then just right at the end of the conference, we all took communion together. And that was special too. We had to get somebody from another nation that we hadn't met during the conference, take their hands, we had to pray for them, and then we did communion together. And Pastor Venko asked Athel to actually do the communion, and that's what closed off the whole conference. And it was just so, so powerful to be able to pray. And I prayed with Georgina, who was from Thessalonica. And yeah, just to get her perspective. And then at the prayer room too, they, you know, you think an intercessory mission or prayer room, you know, what are these missionaries doing? But their prayer is so powerful. And again, it's the warfare day in and day out. They have to go to the store, they have an apartment, they're immersed in the culture. And then just when we took the prayer set on the Monday night at MACHOP, the Macedonian House of Prayer, you know, just to pray for and encourage their missionaries that are there. And I got to pray with two young men who were Macedonian. One had been addicted to drugs. Both had come from the community to the House of Prayer for that night. I think the one had been a couple of times, but it was the one's first time. And, you know, I prayed for them, and the one looked at me and said, "Your words are so beautiful. How do you know what words to say?" And I said, "Well, the Holy Spirit tells me what I need to say and what I need to pray." And he asked, "Well, what about this Holy Spirit?" You know, and I said, "Well, have you accepted Jesus?" And he says, "Yes, he did." And I said, "Well, then you've got the gift of the Holy Spirit." And when he prayed for me, it was very stilted. But when he finished, I said, "You know, how did you know what words to say?" I said, and he said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, you prayed for healing for me, and I've just had surgery, and I'm struggling to heal." And he put his head down, and he says, "I think you make me cry now." And it was just so special. Just, he's learning. He's a brand new Christian. And more, you know, he realizes that he has this gift of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and I just said that the Holy Spirit is always with you. So it was just a phenomenal experience for me. You know, and then, yeah, I can just, Athel has been so many times, and this was his fifth time. And each time he comes home, and he's got pictures to share, and he tells me these stories, and it's very much a third-person thing until you experience it yourself. And once I was there, you get to understand his emotion. You get to understand, because you now see Jesus' heart for the nations. And that when we drove from Thessaloniki back to Macedonia, we actually stopped via Ohrid because I hadn't seen it. And while we were driving, I felt so carsick. It's one of these mountain roads that just, it's so windy. And we were all squished into this tiny little car. Sharon was sitting in the jump seat at the back, and every time we moved, the two guitars would shift. And anyway, so it was just, we were thrown around all the corners. And I was feeling carsick, and then we got a text, and it was saying, "Please come and share at his church you know, the pastor's prepared for us to come and share and then maybe sing a song or two. And in my flesh, I'm like, oh, I feel so sick. There's no ways, you know, I'm going to throw up, and there's no ways I can do that. And we were debating, you know, tell him no, tell him yes. Well, we decided to go, and for me, it was such a blessing to be able to share at this church, you know, and for us to be able to share what the Balkan Call meant to us, and then to just, as Sharon invited them and said, we came all this way, you know, the Balkan Call is here, it's about you, you need to go to the conference next year. But just being able to sing in fellowship with fellow Christians, and for them just to know too, and they said this, you care enough that you gave your time, you gave your money, and you came to us, you know, and that was huge. So yeah, it was an incredible experience, and I know Ethel and I would love to go back for the next one, and in fact, the next one is probably going to be in Sofia, Bulgaria. And as we were coming back through, was it Chicago? No, Vienna. As we get to Vienna, I get that wonderful stamp on the boarding pass that you have to do the extra TSA screening. And so I'm moaning, go to the back, and Ethel and Sharon wait. And they just sit by the gate that's right there as I go back and have the extra screening. I come back out and I said to Ethel, where did you say the conference was going to be next year? And he said, Sofia. And I said, look at the board. And they'd been sitting at the gate for Sofia, Bulgaria. So hopefully we'll be there next year.